You're listening to Sister Stargazers, celestial and terrestrial observations and advice from two real-life sisters.
Welcome, fellow stargazers. Your sisters are in the house. Hello, Jude.
Hey there, Sarah. How's it going?
It's going great. Happy birthday, Geminis.
Yes, all of you Geminis out there are another year older.
We're going to look roughly around Sunday, May 21st-ish through Saturday, May 27th. You were saying it's a continuation of this new moon we just had. So take it away.
Yes. Yeah. The new moon on the 19th. Hopefully you've created a list of, you know, your future endeavors, things that you most would love to do, because that new moon was a conjunction of the sun and moon in Taurus and also conjunct Sedna. So, you know, moving past betrayals, moving past hurts, trying to come up into a higher vibe with the creation of something new in your life. So this is really this week. After this new moon is in some ways a continuation of that energy. And because Pluto's involved, Mars is involved, and Jupiter is involved, plus the moon. So we have all the same players in many respects that were making hard aspects at the time of the new moon. We have them still in play. All of these harder aspects, the more challenging aspects to our growth, ultimately to the benefit of our growth, are still in play. So Sunday, the sun enters Gemini. Gemini is a light air sign. It's communicative. It's versatile, talkative. It loves to make connections. It loves to just to be social. Mm. So this might be a great time to be considering more social activities. On the 21st, the sun in Gemini trines Pluto. So this helps. It also brings in a power to whatever you're talking about. Mm. It brings a certain emphasis to your communications. With the sun in Gemini ruled by Mercury, this is something to be aware of, especially right at the beginning of Gemini when the sun is so strong coming into the sign. On Monday the 22nd, the sun sextiles Mars. So this is a very good energy aspect. So kind of resolving problems, kind of not making them, but resolving them. This is a good, sextiles are great for harmony, bringing things together in a good way. At the same time that the sun is sextiling Mars, we have the moon sextiling Jupiter.
Oh,
so this again on Monday the 22nd is really, it gives a very optimistic flavor to the day. It brings confidence. So there's a more of a chance to make great connections. The moon will be in Cancer. So the moon is in Cancer. It's sextiling Jupiter up in Taurus. So the sun is sextiling Mars. So you have this really good combination of these planets that are activators. So Mars is an activator, Jupiter is an activator, and they're both getting these sextiles from the sun and the moon.
Right.
So Monday's a very good day for any initiatives. Tuesday, Mars enters Leo, and this was in effect. Mars was in a square to Jupiter in a wide out of sign square at the time of the new moon. Mm-hmm. And now on Tuesday, the 23rd, just 4 days after the moon was new on the 19th, it's now exactly square to Jupiter in early Taurus. So Mars is in early Leo, Jupiter's in early Taurus. This is something that will instigate our fighting spirit. You're going to have to harness this energy if you want to put it into positive action. It's a rash, can be anger-inducing. Even though Jupiter's in Taurus, Mars is in Leo, which is fire. So it could be, you know, Mars is an instigator, gets something going, and then Jupiter just kind of rolls along with it, which shouldn't happen, but it's because of the fiery nature of Mars in Leo. So this energy really needs to be directed.
Okay.
And directed positively for beneficial results.
Yeah.
Just think about that on Tuesday the 23rd and even Monday the 22nd and Wednesday the 24th, because it's going to be in play. Mars, it takes a week often to get through these Mars transits. And so when Mars is making a square to Jupiter, it started back at the time of the new moon, right? It's exact on the 23rd, and then it's going to separate.
Yep.
But it's still in play. So the highlight of the time is more than likely going to be on the time of the exact square on the 23rd, but it can also, the flavor of it can lead up to, as it approaches that square on the 23rd, it can also just take on more of a wild card kind of energy.
Yes.
And then coming off of the square, as it separates out on the 24th, 25th, 26th, it's still volatile, but in a lesser way.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure that folks really consider that, because the Mars transits can take about a week.
Okay.
And this one with between the square of in Leo and Jupiter in Taurus could be really volatile.
Okay.
So the moon is in Leo, and that comes along and opposes Pluto on the 24th, on Wednesday the 24th. So again, you have the moon, which was active at the new moon in Taurus at 29 degrees Taurus. The moon has now made its way almost a quarter of the way around. It enters Leo. So Leo is in a square, usually to Taurus. And now Leo is also in an opposition to Aquarius. So Pluto's in Aquarius, the moon's in Leo. This is a moon opposition Pluto. So this activates the same axis from Cancer, late Cancer, early Leo, over to Pluto in Aquarius, which is going in retrograde in reverse. So it's looking like we're going to revisit some thoughts, feelings, emotions that maybe came up at the time of this new moon that were maybe somewhat volatile, or maybe you got some pushback a little bit from some of your ideas or some of your expression of feelings. So something isn't quite settled.
Yep.
This whole week has a sense of something not being able to be settled. And it's because of this T-square between the moon now and Pluto, which is activating the new moon and making those squares from the moon up to Jupiter and from Pluto up to Jupiter. And then the moon in Leo conjuncts Mars. So it's this kind of like this moon, our feeling nature in Leo, wants to be demonstrative and wants to be the star and wants to, you know, say the brilliant thing, which may not be the brilliant thing because of this aspect. It may be something that you may think you have the pulse on the crowd, and then you say this brilliant thing, which is tinged with some, you know, spiky words or a little twist of truth that is like hurtful.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you've got a brawl.
Yeah.
Basically, that gets kind of shot out of control. So this is a time to be very careful with what you say, what your intention is. It's really something to not to play with, not to be cavalier.
Yeah.
So we move on.
Okay.
We're now on Friday, the 26th.
Wow. Yeah.
And we have an aspect of Venus sextile Uranus. So this is a little bit of a shift.
Okay.
This is where I see the week shifting. So it's going to be a bit of a, you got to chew through this week between Sunday and Thursday. But Friday we have Venus sextile Uranus. So this could be an exciting opportunity. It could be the welcoming in of a partner or meeting someone new or seeing somebody that maybe you haven't seen in a while. Okay. Something, though, that's unpredictable. Maybe you run into somebody or have an email from somebody you haven't seen in a while. You set a lunch date. It can be a very light aspect. Venus is in the sign of Cancer.
Right.
So she loves to be the good friend in Cancer, you know, the mom, taking on like a supporting role, a comforting role, and also about family, you know.
Yeah.
It's also can be about the resources of the family. Sextile Uranus up in Taurus, it might be the home, the real estate, the land. So Venus sextile Uranus can be, in this particular case, because Venus is in Cancer and Uranus is in Taurus, it could be something to do with real estate, the sale of a property or something of that nature, something kind of coming in, some kind of offer coming in.
Yep.
It can be serendipitous.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So on Saturday, now we have this Virgo moon squaring the Gemini sun. So this is a mutable square. And this is where we can really kind of have a hard time because we've chewed through the week.
Yeah.
We've really kind of we've been good, and we've been being aware of our, yeah. our emotional level, and
right.
we've gotten through the week. We've had a bit of levity on Friday, and now we have this moon square sun, which is in a mutable sign. So Virgo moon square the Gemini sun. Nothing can quite resolve.
Okay.
You still have these kind of ambiguous feelings, maybe kind of coming off of that
yeah.
new moon. You want to get something started. It's just not the right time yet.
Yeah, yeah. Yet, right.
So it's a week of a waxing crescent moon with a lot of energy still being kind of spilled over from the new moon on the 19th.
Yeah, okay. What was interesting is as you were talking, I kind of continued to pull cards. But the first card that came out was a card that showed up just before the new moon, which was the Five of Swords. And we were talking a couple weeks ago, like, where are you going to put your energies? You know, what battles are you going to pick? And that feels a little resonant to this week with the Mars aspects. But then on the bottom of the deck was the Three of Wands. And even though one is a five and one is a three, they feel like very complementary cards as we sort of... I like chew through this week that you're saying, but like, where are we going to put our energies? Are we going to keep picking up swords and having battles, or are we going to try to steady ourselves with our wands and look to the future? And these two cards, really, the figure with the swords is kind of looking behind, looking to the past. The figure with the wands is sort of on a promontory, looking out, peering over the land. And then what I thought was funny is just under the Three of Wands was the King of Swords, but under the Five of Swords was the Queen of Wands. So I think it's just this funny, I feel like the cards are sort of playing with that idea of like, which direction are you going to go? Can you keep your balance? Can you pick the battles you need to pick, but also be looking at where you need to go? So those are the cards.
That's so interesting.
Isn't that funny?
So under the Swords was the Queen?
Of Wands. And under the Wands was the King of Swords. So almost like
yes.
this little battle between them. I don't know. Thoughts?
It's also like the battle that you're doing, you know, on the exterior, you know, all these things you think you should be battling, you might be better to internalize that battle to make it more of a creative, productive. So I'm
yes.
thinking the Queen of Wands, the Wands is creative, but the Queen is more on an intuitive, creative level. So it's
nice.
The same energy, but you can take it and use it internally, whereas the Three of Wands, which is this figure kind of looking out to sea, and there's boats.
Yes.
The boats might be their ships coming in, right?
Yes. Yep.
So where yep. do you take the sword is under, the King of Swords is underneath that card.
Yep. Yep.
Where can you direct that those resources?
I love it.
It really is. Whether you choose to battle or whether you choose to assess.
Yes.
It's really about where you choose.
I love that.
That is so interesting.
It is our choice at the end of the day.
Right. Mm. What a good call, Sarah. That's so interesting. Wow.
Well, as you were talking, I was like, what are under these cards? What's happening underneath? And I thought to have two court cards coming out, what's the higher purpose behind these cards?
Well, and that relates to the Sabian symbol for the new moon, right?
Ooh, yes, that's right.
Understanding the cobblers, two cobblers at work.
Yep.
How do you create understanding? How do you,
yeah.
how do you, not so much balance, but how do you stabilize, you know?
Yes, yeah.
The standing is the feet. It's important. It's stable. It stabilizes
yep.
you. And then understanding what holds you up, you know?
Yes.
Potent week.
What I love about it is it's all cumulative. Each week we're arbitrarily kind of going Sunday to Saturday, but they really are all building, informing each other as we move through. So I kind of tend to listen. I do a rev up. I kind of listen to last week's as I rev into the next week.
Oh, good. Oh, that's not a bad practice.
It's fun to compare. Like, it's fun to see like, oh yeah, those aspects really resonated for me. Or like, oh, that's right. This week I'm going to try to focus on this or that. So listeners, we love to know what you're thinking about and focusing on. You can send us an email at connect@sisterstargazers.com. And you can still tune in on Monday night, 7 p.m. to WMPG.org for our deep dive astrology show. Jude, last thoughts for this week's episode?
Just be mindful. I mean, that's so catchy. I guess it's kind of cliche almost. But consider that this is a waxing crescent moon week, and it really does carry the energy of that new moon on the 19th into the heart of the week.
Nice.
Make appropriate choices, I guess, is really the best thought.
Thanks, Jude. Thanks for breaking that down for us.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, everybody. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Sister Stargazers. Let us know what worked for you this week. Find us on Facebook and post a comment at Sister Stargazers.